That video was actually put together, I think, over a few hours by Zach Munger. So, way to go, Zach. Appreciate it. And if you have 20 minutes some other time, Zach put together this wonderful, actual, real team video that includes video footage and pictures, and it's pretty incredible. And Zach and Caleb spent hours and hours, and in fact, 3 days on it. So they did just such a great job. I want to thank you first up just for all of your prayers and all of your support for us and this team. We felt it. We saw it. We saw it work. And it was just incredible. This year was the most amount of people we've taken to Mexico, our most expensive trip ever, and yet it was the most money by far that God has brought in through you and through family members and friends of these guys. So it was just so evident how God had been supporting this trip and saying, yes, this is what I want you guys to do. So it was really cool. We of course, spent a lot of time beforehand preparing and looking at different scriptures. But on the trip, there was a couple scriptures that came out to me that were important to me. In Jeremiah, I was reading through Jeremiah on the trip, and Jeremiah was chiding the different kings of Judah for different things. And the two things God was mad at them for was, one, was worshiping idols, and the second one was turning the other way when they saw oppression. And Jeremiah 22:3 says, this is what the Lord says, do what is just and right, rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. And we got to see that this last couple weeks in Mexico, especially when it came to the house build that we did. I want to share just the story of, here's that picture you saw in the video of the house we built. There's a number of us in front of the house along with the family we built for. His name is Jose, and there's going to be 7 people living in that small 3-total-room house, 18 by 24 feet, and there's going to be 7 of them living in there. Jose is a Christian man. He works actually for an organization that builds homes for Mexicans in need, and this organization was not keeping up his taxes to the government. Their taxes work slightly different than ours, and through no fault of his own, according to the missionary couple, Jose was going to lose his home because his taxes were not being paid by his employer. And so the government said, okay, fine, we're not going to go after the employer, we're going to go after you, and we're going to take your home because that's all he has. And so he and 6 other of his family members, including his mother-in-law, would be without a home. And Tim felt like this was just an instance where we needed to step in and stop some oppression here, act for justice. And so it was really neat. Jose is a home builder himself, so we actually got to work with him the last 2 days of the build, and his daughters helped us paint, and it was a real encouraging time, but I just can't tell you how much joy there is in getting to do God's work and getting to, on that last day, turn the keys over to this man and know that they're going to be taken care of. And it was just an incredible opportunity for them to trust in God like you wouldn't believe. But we had a lot of hard workers. We actually, this was the biggest house we built on a Mexico trip. It was probably the nicest one we built. Our missionary who was helping us build a house was very meticulous at how we were building it. So we spent a lot of time paying attention to detail on it. And we were there late a couple nights. So we had just a bunch of hard workers, and I really appreciated them all. But another thing we got to do was go and do some church ministry. In fact, you can see John Leonard giving his testimony here in church. And Tim and Kathy, the missionaries, have planted this church. They've actually planted, I want to say, over 40 churches in Mexico over their years down there. But this is the last church they've planted, and they've been helping find pastors for. And so we got to help in the evening service. We got to help lead some music, and Zach and Caleb and I got a chance to do that. We got to give testimonies. We got to share a message 1 week, and it was just a great time. But John is just going to share a little bit about just trusting in God.
Is it on? Okay. There's a lot of things I could share about, but there's one thing that God just really showed me. It actually started before the trip, during the trip, and then after. And I'll just, getting older, you have to write things down. So I'm just going to read it here. This was my second time going to Ensenada, Mexico as one of the leaders. I have a passion for missions and for helping others. So I was looking to this trip for God to show me and give me peace about not worrying about finances. God has always provided for me, but I still struggled with worrying about the finances. This year, my wife and four of our children applied to go. As you can imagine, I did the math. $5,100 to be raised between us. We sent out our support letters, and I remember Becca started getting money coming in. I had a couple of small amounts come in and started questioning if I was supposed to go. Two of our children, shortly thereafter, were unable to go, so that dropped the total support to $3,400, which to me was still a lot to have come in. I remember praying that if I was to go, the money would come in. I had peace about the finances, and after praying and God showing his faithfulness by the support money pouring in, we not only had enough for our family, but God continued pouring in the money that was able to support and to help others on the team and other missions from the church. God has a way of making sure we understand what he has taught us. After being home 3 days, Sarah was laid off from her job. I was amazed at how I was and told Sarah everything would be all right, that God will provide for us. Within 2 weeks, Sarah had a new job that she hadn't even applied for. This shows me that we, as a people, and I, myself, we need to surrender all areas of our life. And a scripture that just, you know, just reaches out and speaks to me about this, it's Philippians 4, 6 through 7, says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Thanks, John. It was really neat having the Leonards, because there were four of them on this trip, and there were three of us from the Geist clan, and there were so many other families on this trip. It was quite a family experience there, but it was great having you guys. Sarah came up to me, and she wasn't quite sure where her ministry was going to lie in Mexico, but she asked me if she could. You know, she's a photographer, an incredible photographer. Wanted to know if they would like having their photos taken in and prints made for them. So Sarah's going to share about that.
Okay, for those of you who may know me, going to Mexico is way out of my comfort zone. I wasn't sure how God would use me, and Aaron and I worked together to be able to take pictures. Taking pictures is a passion of mine, and it gave me the opportunity to reach out to the people in Mexico as well as reaching out to the kids on the mission trip. We did a photo mission where we took pictures of the families at the church, and we gave them a picture of their family, and there was a man there in the congregation who was unemployed, and he asked if he could make frames for us for the pictures. So we paid him to make frames, and so that gave him an income for that week. And he was really gracious. It was a really neat thing to see. And then when the people got their pictures, they just looked at them and just smiled, and they were just so gracious for receiving those to be able to put in their houses. Then we got to go to VBS, Vacation Bible School, and we got to take pictures of the kids, like right there. And some kids just smiled and beamed, and we took many, many pictures of them. And some kids were a little more shy, just like kids here in America. And it gave me an opportunity to reach out to those kids. On the last day, our kids had made frames out of popsicle sticks and decorated them, and we gave them their pictures on the last day of Vacation Bible School. One of the questions that we were asked during our whole trip was, what am I taking home from this trip? I learned a lot, and I grew a lot, and I was encouraged a lot. So what I brought home, to sum it all up, would be smiles and encouragement. Kathy, the missionary, she shared with us the importance of encouragement. I saw my family share God's love and watch them share their love in the mission fields. And I wanted to share that with the parents, to be able to tell them how proud I was of their kids. So I sent them encouragement letters and pictures of their kids. Kathy shared with us Hebrews 10:25. "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching."
Thanks, Sarah. It was really neat, too, because on the trip, when Sarah was able to present these pictures to the people of the church that were framed by this man, we call him Ramon, or the carrot man, because he actually, when he does have a job, he spends time taking carrots, full-size carrots, and peeling them down and shaving them and cutting them into our little baby carrots that we eat. They do that by hand in the village right there. Yeah. So, but he was out of work that week, and so it was just neat to see him be able to make those frames and then present them to the families. And the families do not have pictures of their families, so it was incredible, and you could see it truly blessed them. Ramon, speaking of encouragement, he encouraged us in some huge ways, and Lucas would like to share about that.
All right, so in Mexico...
We have a couple of chairs that are shorter in the back row here, so we'll have them stand up.
In Mexico, there is a man named Ramon, and one night after working on the house, he came home. When we came home, he made dinner for us, which was really, really, really nice. Didn't we have tamales? What did we have?
Actually, that night we had pozole.
Pozole.
Yeah. He and his wife made us some traditional Spanish Mexican soup. It was very, very good.
It was very nice, and... when his family did that for me and for us, it was just showing me that even though he has barely anything, he used what he had just to bless us and just to say thank you. And that was a really good blessing for us.
It was really neat. Yeah. Thanks, Lucas. We call this trip every year, I think it's a word that was invented long ago, but we call it Flexico because... you go down there with plans, and plans change. That's just the nature of a mission trip, but that's just the nature of being in a culture like Mexico. And Sammy Hurt had one of those experiences where she went down with one expectation of what she was going to do, and others happened and how that changed her.
So I went down to Mexico just thinking I was going to work with VBS and maybe do a little painting at the construction, but I saw an opportunity, and God just really led me to get up on the roof and work with Dan Geist a lot. And Jacob and Dan and a whole bunch of us just worked on the roof 2 days of the whole thing, and it was just really cool just to learn and get to watch people work, and it was just, I loved it. And then during VBS, there was a day that we needed to do some tiling, because we ended up tiling the whole church floor, and so they're like, Sammy, we need you. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So during VBS one day, we just tiled. And then the next day after VBS, the back room needed to be grouted. So I was like, sure, let's grout it. Let's clean it, you know. So I just hopped right in. And we worked from, like, 1:20 to, like, 8:20 that night. And it was just, we're like, we're going to get this job done. So that's what I thought. So, yeah.
And you've even seen some of that come back home with you, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, usually when I'm doing, like, chores around the house, I'll turn on the TV or music or something, and I'll end up getting distracted. But we left for a trip this last week, and I didn't have any of that all on, and I got my work done in an hour, and I was like, sweet, I have free time now. But so I'm learning to take all the distractions out of my life.
Which is a good thing, too, because you told me that this Mexico trip kind of gave you some encouragement and future excitement looking toward next year,
yeah.
What that might have in store for you.
I'm looking into Youth with a Mission, and it'd be a total of 6 months, and it'd be 3 months training, then 3 months active, and it looks like I'd go down to Australia for 3 months. So it's what I'm praying for, and I keep on looking at the website, and so hopefully I'm going to be signing up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, sounds like you've got a couple weeks or a month to decide, so we're going to be praying for Sammy that God would give her wisdom in that. That's pretty exciting. Each morning we had a time of devotion and just preparation for the day, because you, like we said, you don't know what that day is going to bring until you actually get there, and Haley just wanted to share about her experience.
Okay, so each morning, like Aaron said, we had time to just sit down and think about the day and pray and really reflect. And I spent the week reading in 1 Corinthians. And also something in the picture you can see to the left, there's kind of, you can see it, there's three electrical poles. And some of the people on the team didn't really think they looked like anything, but to me they were three crosses. And they just really reminded me of God's love and his great sacrifices that he's done for us. And you know, each day had its own struggles, and it was really hard to, you know, get up and go out there and worship God and really think about him. But each day he prepared me for the day, and he just gave me a peace and patience.
Right on. We had a couple people on our trip who are not here. They're actually out of the country. Of course, Katie Vaughn left for the Philippines with her family. They're now over there again. But Christian Cosgrove, he's a friend of Spencer Riley's, he came on the trip, and they just left for Chile for the next 2 years. He found that out just a few weeks before the trip. So that was a big surprise for him. But Shannon is going to read a letter that Christian, here's Christian right there. Christian, by the way, he was able to, he was great on the trip. He was born in Ecuador, lived there for 7 years, so you can imagine his Spanish skills were very helpful to us.
Okay, so this is what Christian wrote. I use my translation skills for the ministry. This trip has changed me greatly because I've learned to make great friends in a short amount of time. From beginning to end, I had a great time with everyone and saw that everyone was filled with Christ. I also think we did a pretty good job during the last days when we were getting tired physically and still had enough energy to go to VBS and spend quality time with the kids. All in all, this was the best experience in my life.
That's cool. Thanks, Shannon. Well, probably the most nerve-wracking trip, of course, would be taking the senior pastor's daughter to a foreign country, wondering if she's going to make it back or not. But fortunately, she is here, and she did a great job, just as the rest of the team did. But we spent our first week building the house and our second week doing a VBS, and Carrie Ann got a chance to do a lesson and got a chance to help out with some games and crafts. And so anyway, she's going to share just about the children there at the VBS.
All right, so we did VBS for 4 days, and it was from 9 to noon, and we basically just did a bunch of games and songs, and we told the kids a Bible lesson, too, and at the end, they had the chance to memorize the Bible verse, and if they did, they got a pencil. So, like, half the kids would just be jumping up to go get their pencil, and it was really great, because they were just so content with what they got. And one example was, we had a box of like markers just to color with, and every day the kids would just run over to the box of markers, and like here, you know, a box of markers is nothing special, you know. We buy new ones every year for school, but there they just loved like coloring every single day. So it was really great to see they have nothing, but they just love every little thing that they get. So.
Thanks. And Spencer actually wanted to comment on that too, that just the contentedness of the kids. Shannon, you want to pass that mic on forward? Thanks.
Both years that I've been, I've just been blown away at how the people have so little compared to us. But that's not really the shocking part. It's how content they are, and they're just so overjoyed at what they have. For the kids there, it doesn't matter if they have the latest computer game or the new iTouch or whatever. They're just as happy playing with like rocks or playing with sticks. It's interesting to see what the people of Mexico focus on. We as a nation tend to focus on what we don't have, what we need to be happy, just one more thing. And they tend to focus on what they have, and they're just so happy and grateful for that, and they're just blessed in that way. I've come to realize that it doesn't matter what I don't have, and if I need something, God will provide it, and that's what matters, and that's what I learned.
Right on, Spence. Very cool. Well, like I said, first week was all construction-oriented. Second week, we got a chance to split up, do some VBS, work with this store and kind of organize things a little bit. And one of the things we did that second week was pour a cement slab. A number of our team members did that. And they also poured some concrete steps. And we also got to paint the church. There was some paint left over. The outside of the church had been recently graffitied. So we got to go paint these poles, these uprights, and the benches outside the church. And Becca, she did that, and she also had a chance to just have a conversation with some of the kids that she wanted to share about.
My name is, well, I guess Aaron mentioned that. I am most likely the smallest sophomore of the Mexico team. My size limited the amount of construction work I could do, so my primary job was to keep the Mexican children entertained while everyone else built on the house and painted the church, all that sort of good stuff. And the kids don't own that many toys, so they tend to hang out with their friends at the church, which is fine, but everybody was painting the benches and pouring wet cement, and the kids were playing around the wet cement, so I brought a couple of balloons just to give them something to do, and didn't really have to do anything, just smacked one into the air. About 10 boys went after it, and I just saw the joy in the faces of those little boys that day, and it was a joy I see not often in people's faces, certainly not in the U.S., but it was great. I saw God in their faces.
Yeah, that's really neat. You got to see their contentedness. Of course, here's a picture of Becca playing with the kids at our construction site and, you know, finding scraps of wood and some twine laying around, and let's make some crosses. And that was Emily's idea? Good idea, Emily. But the kids, they love it. They absolutely love it, and it was a great time. Our theme this summer, of course, has been surprised by God, and you go into a mission trip wondering what it's going to bring and what surprises are going to happen. And one of the biggest surprises, actually, my dad is going to share about, something that was kind of close to his heart for the trip.
Truly surprised by God. And some of the things I've heard from the team this morning even make some of my reflections even more poignant, some things I didn't know that just blessed me so much. I was incredibly blessed by the entire team, by their encouragement and their willingness to step up when they were tired. Nobody did well. I'm just here for VBS. I'm not going to do this over here. They were getting done with VBS and coming over and volunteering to help on other projects and just really stepping up. We arrived there on a Tuesday, and the very next evening we had a Wednesday night service. And you'll see a picture here of the chapel that we're in, and notice it's just a bare concrete floor. And this wasn't necessarily meant for us to act on, but it was just mentioned in passing that they have some boxes of tile back in the corner, and Kathy Johnston, who you see in the picture there at the front, she's happened to mention to the Mexicans, and then she translated that, you know, maybe God will multiply the tile and someday they'll be able to, you know, have the church tiled. And John and I think it both struck us at the same time, because, and we got together after church and we started walking off distances and counting what they had and seeing, well, how much more might they need to get involved. We stopped and thought about what was planned in store. The first week we knew we'd be primarily having a four-day timeline to get a house done, and we knew that there were some concrete pours, but, you know, concrete, you have to work hard for, you know, a couple of hours and then it's done. You can't do anything else with it. So we're wondering, what are we going to do next week? So John and I talked about this. We approached Aaron about the possibility of getting involved in tiling. We talked to Kathy Johnston about the idea. And then on Sunday evening, Aaron and Allison and I met with Tim and Kathy Johnston in their home, and they had come up with what the figures might be for getting the rest of the tile. Well, you already heard about Ramon. And Ramon and his wife, Leonidas, they've been believers for a year, and they happened to be over visiting Tim and Kathy that evening. And so they kind of heard this conversation of what might be happening. And anyway, between donations from the team, between some of the funds that were donated in excess of what the team actually needed to make the trip, and some other provisions that God made, we were able to go down to the tile store on Monday morning, pick up the tile, come back, and start tiling at one that afternoon, and that went on all week long, and we closed up shop on Thursday night at 8 p.m. right before we, you know, and we had to rise and shine early the next day to get going home. And again, you know, God put that together. We didn't anticipate tiling. That was not in the plan. It was totally, you know, a God thing. We were surprised. I know our hosts were surprised, and the church was surprised and blessed. You heard that about Ramon and his wife. I didn't know that Ramon was out of work that week. I didn't know that Ramon was making frames. And yet, he and his wife, believers for a year, were so encouraged by what was taking place in their church and coming alongside that they basically did a slow cooked meal outdoors all day to feed an entire, you know, crew of 22 plus the staff at the church. And I know what that must have cost them to do. incredible. But again, they were surprised and blessed, and we left with 800 square feet tiled.
Well, you can't go to a Mexico or any kind of mission experience or serving God just across your street and not come back changed. And that was something Steve kept on saying over and over and praying for us, that each one of us would be changed and that the change would last. And what is that thing that God is working on us in? And that was something we talked about actually before the trip as well. In Isaiah 1:15 and 16 and 17, Isaiah is writing this: "When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you." This is the Lord speaking. "Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Why, you might ask? Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice and encourage the oppressed." And we looked at this passage a number of times. In fact, more scripture than just that. But God is not interested in us coming on Sunday or doing a mission trip and worshiping and singing and doing and serving and all this, and then going back to our real life, the old way we were, unchanged. He's not interested in us living one way on the mission trip and then one way when we get back home. And so there are a number of people who want to speak to that, but one all the way from the Philippines, Allison, is going to read a letter from Katie Vaughn.
So Katie writes, "Hey, Grace Point family, it has been such a blessing to be part of your community, and this summer it was so neat to see how you allowed yourselves to be a piece of God's plan as you financially supported his Mexico trip to Ensenada. I also truly cherished your prayers while we were down there. It was amazing how few people got sick and that no one was severely injured. God is so good. Our Father really spoke to me during this trip through others in the group. To see how God put our group together just flabbergasted me. There were people on our team that were amazingly hard workers that seemed to never stop, and even more amazingly, they were still enjoyable to be around. God also placed people on our team who were not so much meant to do physical labor, but rather to love the children and families in the community that we were living in, and also in the area in which we were building. To see them playing with the children was so neat, because even though there was a language barrier, a simple smile or hug could still show God's love. There were also those who encouraged, and were those people ever so necessary. After a long day's work, to hear someone say, 'Good job,' or 'I really enjoyed working with you,' just really showed me that God was with me that day. Because without him, I doubt I would have been too much fun to work with. Ha ha ha. But it truly did awe me to see how God placed each individual specifically on his Mexico trip. We went to serve, but in doing so, God also served us, as he grew and changed us to be in a closer fellowship with him and each other. God truly is good."
Thanks, Allie. Emily Eitzen is going to share just one of those ways that God changed her.
Okay, so before we went on the trip, I really was preparing for school and stuff, going to high school this year. It's kind of exciting, and thinking all this stuff that I'm going to need to go to high school and stuff. Laptop, clothes, supplies, all this crazy stuff.
All the usual.
Yeah. So then going to Mexico, I really wanted to be changed by God, and I was just really having an open heart, ready to hear him speak to me. And just playing with the kids at VBS. Like, first we made crosses when we were building the house, when we had, extra people who were just, sitting around. We just play with the kids, and we took, twigs, as you saw in the picture back there, and we, wrapped, twine around the crosses. We had extra paint, so we painted the crosses, and then, we had crayons, and the kids would just, draw on them little pictures, and it was really fun. And so then, later on during VBS, I sat down with this little girl who wouldn't play any games or anything during the activities, and she just, we just sat there with rocks, and we drew in the sand with our fingers a tic-tac-toe board. We just placed rocks in the little tic-tac-toe things, and it was, we just sat there, and it was really, really fun and stuff. So the fact that they can just go without anything, just a couple of rocks or a couple of twigs, it's just their contentedness is, amazing to me.
Thanks, Emily. Katie Leonard wanted to share. Katie's been a couple of times now, too, and she had a good experience here.
Yeah, this is my third year. And last year, some things came up, and it wasn't my time to go. But this last year, I did a lot of growing. I actually grew up a little too fast. It was my senior year, so, I was just ready to leave, get out of here. And certain things that were going on in my life, I just needed to leave. And this trip, you know, I had my whole family, and it just, the pace in Mexico is so, you know, they slow down. It's not, they're not time-oriented like we are here. It's like everybody's always looking at their watches, and I was always trying to keep myself busy, not, you know, keep myself preoccupied from what's really going on, what was really happening. And I just, when I came back, I was just like, you know, I was ready to leave. I wanted to, I'm going to be moving soon, I hope. But it wasn't my time to leave. I thought I was going to be moving once we got back. And, you know, God just, like, shut doors. And, you know, I was like, why are you doing this? I need to leave. And, you know, I'm still learning what he is trying to tell me. And I know that it's definitely to slow down. I'm still a kid, kind of. I'm still trying to learn that. I'm just kind of, you know, being with my family is what I need. And, yeah, just learn to be a kid still.
Thanks, Katie. Caleb, I don't know what his experience was exactly this trip. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I skipped over Teresa. Teresa, she was going to share about another type of change here.
I had the opportunity to go last year, and we stayed technically at the same location and did some of the same things, and I had not planned to go this year until, like, the day applications were due, and I called her, and I said, you know, I kind of think maybe I ought to go. And so all of a sudden, I'm going. And then the day before, I thought, well, gosh, what am I going to do? You know, I've been there. What, I don't know. And there's all these kids I don't know, and there's more of them. And so anyway, I ended up there, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I doing here? And I even, since the construction site was further away, I was going to construction site. I had not anticipated going to construction site. I didn't bring anything for construction. And here I was, stuck for 6 or 8 hours at this place. And it was really kind of, I thought, oh, dear Lord, why did you send me here this year? But part of the cool stuff was to see the changes from the first year to the second year in our kids. And we had several of the kids had gone last year. And those of you who know me know I'm not real technical. I got a digital camera last year specifically to take, because I knew the kids would want to see pictures of themselves. So last year, Zach Bunger helped me know how to use it, because I pulled it out of the box and he helped me set it up so I could actually take pictures with it. And this year, because since I didn't know how to delete any pictures, I still had the pictures from last year on my camera. So Zach Bunger helped me again and showed me how to delete some of the pictures. But I'm like, hey, this is you last year. Boy, you look different. And there's some inside differences too. So it was really neat. And there's so-and-so last year. They're not here. There's you. And oh my gosh, look at what you were doing. And the kids, they did. You've heard this. But they, you know, our kids, if I may say, often we don't need to do physical labor. We don't really need to be out in the hot sun. These kids worked so hard. I was so proud of them. And we roomed together. We slept together. I will have to say I was kind of confused because some of the girls wanted to have a sleepover in the hallway. And I thought, we're sleeping over. This is all we're doing every night. We're having sleepovers. But they did. I just saw some really interesting growth between last year and this year. And some of the, I don't know if Kelly is here, but last year some of us helped when we got there. Again, we're flexible. The first day, some of us who weren't doing construction did some yard. It's not really a yard. It was a hill with a lot of dirt. And we planted plants on this hill with a lot of dirt. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm going to be helping with plants on this hill. So I go, and we didn't. So naturally, I brought clothes for that. But we didn't do that. The plants grew. The whole complex was different. It looked almost like a different place. We slept in a place that just had kind of the outline, scaffolding kind of from last year. And that's where we stayed. And they had toilets and sinks and showers. It was so cool. So we saw a change in that God, apparently the gentleman in charge had a vision for all this a long time ago. And to see it becoming reality was really neat. And I was going to say, oh, and the local kids, those of us who were there last year, we saw kids that we remembered. And just to see them grow up, and they could speak Spanish better, because their native language is not Spanish. It's a Oaxacan dialect that we don't even study. So even those of us who knew some Spanish couldn't communicate too well last year. So there was a definite improvement in that too. Yeah. So it was cool.
Thanks, Teresa. Speaking of last year, Caleb he got a chance to share his testimony with the whole church, and I asked him if he would just share briefly some of his thoughts there.
Yeah, I got to share my testimony this year, and I basically just kind of talked about how mission trips like changed my life, and I know how that kind of sounds cliche, but it's totally true, because you can't go on a trip like this and be the same afterwards, and the more you go, the better it gets, because like this is my fourth trip, so it's like, you know, four times better than it was the first time. So, because, like, the first time I went, like, it was good, but, like, I didn't really have any idea what I was doing. I didn't really know what was going on. God just kind of used that to just kind of, like, show me what, like, other countries are like and stuff. So I just kind of got the ball rolling, and then I just kept going back. And, like, every time I went back, I, like, got more mature, you know, as I'm getting older and growing with God more. And it's like God would push me farther and farther out of my comfort zone every year. And, like, it came to the point where it, like, wasn't even a big deal anymore. Like, going to Mexico was in my comfort zone. Like, I didn't even have to go outside my comfort zone to serve God. And so it's just really cool, like, how, like, God will just, like, totally just, like, tear down all your barriers and fears and stuff on a trip like this. And then you can, I'm even able to take it back home to here, and I can, like, talk to people, you know, they're like, what'd you do this summer? And I'm like, oh, I spent 2 weeks in Mexico serving God. And then they're like, why? And I'm like, because I love God. And then, so it's right just on. Like, you know, just like I have this like boldness now to just like talk to people, and I don't even, you know, because I know God's on my side, so what are they going to do?
Right on. Amen to that.
Anyway, it's just like really cool what happens on a trip like this when you get like 20 kids who just said yes when God said go, you know, everyone just dropped any other plans they might have for the summer and just went to Mexico for 2 weeks, and I saw God use every single one of these people in, like, a different way, which was pretty cool, because we all have different, you know, strengths and weaknesses and stuff. And, like, God just, like, you know, every single person was able to just, like, do what they're good at and, like, serve in amazing ways. And it was just really cool this year. And I encourage, if you guys have never considered going on a trip like this, you should, because it's definitely life-changing.
Yeah, right on. That's right. I came back to the youth group the very next Sunday. I said, usually I don't say things like this, but I said, if you have not been to Mexico, you have to go. It's just so incredible. Jacob's going to share just about the culture and some things that he took away from the trip.
I was part of the tiling thing with Dan, and as we were tiling, one of the families in the church doesn't really have, they can't support the church financially very well, so when they heard that our group was going to tile the church, they felt obligated to do something, but they can't give money or anything like that because we needed to raise money for extra tile. But they offered to make us a meal one night, and so it was very good, even though I came a little sick from it, but
still worth it.
It was worth it. It was worth the two bowls of hot sauce. So, but anyways, it was just really cool. And then some of you may know my mom is going through some back problems right now. And so she can't really do all the normal things she's doing. But Beth Munger was nice enough to make us a dinner. And that just kind of reminded me of Mexico. That family also made us a dinner. And it was cool that seeing this church and that church, there's no difference. Christ is still the center and people are helping each other. So.
Amen. Thanks. Right on. One last story. Zach is just going to share. You know, this is our second year in the same village, and so we get the benefit of building some of those relationships up.
Okay, so, yeah, like Aaron just said, this was our second year in the same village, and this is the fourth year that I've gone to Mexico, but it's the first year that I've got to go back and, like, visit with the family that we helped out last year. And me and a couple other guys, Jacob and Caleb, we got to go back and talk to the family that we built the house for last year. They like invited us in their house, gave us Mexican Coke. It was just incredible to actually see like what how God has like worked in their lives and how they're using what we were able to provide from last year.
It was pretty neat to see. It's a very well lived in house now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when we were there, a number of us got to go back to the house, and they had a little flip book of pictures of people like Tom Freetag holding their son, and a number of us on the team who were there last year working on the house, and just need to go back and see what's going on in their lives. Very neat. You know, one of the most incredible things, I think, just about this morning, too, is that usually it takes a lot of asking and a lot of pressure to for a youth to come up in front of their whole church and all these adults and share in front of them at what God's been doing. But one of the incredible things is that when you go out of your comfort zone into on a trip like Mexico, kind of like Caleb was sharing, that comfort zone goes away. And when you see God work, you are excited and you can't wait to get back and share the things that have happened. And I really did not have to ask very hard. There were people emailing back saying, yes, I want to share about this. And you've only heard 22 short stories of what went on. And there's lots more. Like they were saying earlier, you can't really condense our trip down into a morning like this. But it was just incredible to see what God did through us, what God did in us. And I think the song we're close with in worship this morning really speaks well. How can I keep from singing? I mean, that was the experience here. How could we come back and not sing and just say how amazing God is for what he did? So let's pray, and would you stand up as we sing, How Can I Keep From Singing? God, we thank you so much for what you did in us, what you did on the Mexico trip. We pray for Jose and his family right now. God, we don't know, maybe they're all the way moved into their house, but we pray that that would be a place of blessing, and that this house that you've given them would be a light to their community, that Jose's faith and his trust in you would just be an example to his neighbors and those around him. God, we ask that for us who went on the trip and who have returned, that those changes that you've wanted to make in us, the changes that you put on our hearts in Mexico, would not fade away quick, that they would not fade away at all. But just the excitement and the encouragement we received would continue to happen back here in the States, especially as we go back into the season of school and kind of the normal everyday life that we have here. Help us to remember the things that we learned. And God, may you just get all the glory from the things that were said this morning. God, it was so incredible, and we ask that that you continue working in our hearts and the hearts of those who are here in this body. And we give you again all the glory for this trip. We pray this in your name. Amen.